On the line with us, we've got Andy Frankel with Evian to tell us a little bit about, you know, the big changes that are coming up with digital television, the DTV conversion, and how that is going to affect consumers. Andy, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the company, Evian, and how long has it been around, and what does the company do?
Well, Evian's actually a fairly young company. It's married to a company that's been around a number of years in electronics. But the reason it came to be was that there is this digital conversion. And while the digital conversion will affect all television, it will affect no television more than portable TV, mobile TV. And the reason being is that up to now, mobile TV's been expensive and not very effective. The analog TVs, the reception was always something in between 30 and 70%, whereas on a digital format, it's going to be 0 or 100%, and in most cases, 100%. So you're going to have better performance, better pricing, and it will expand on a market that was already there that we think will just really take off.
Well, I don't think people have really talked about this. You know, in a national emergency, or when you're out camping and you want to catch some television and enjoy maybe some news and you know, not distance yourself totally from the world, we've had these little portable televisions or even these small 13-inch televisions. But then we think, wow, this is all going to change. We're not going to be able to pick up any signals anymore in most cases. So how this is going to affect consumers by saying you no longer have this signal. How is Evian answering that need for the consumer?
Well, you're right. The first demand, actually, we refer to it as the hurricane TV. People use them as emergency TVs. And when the analog feed, when the ruling came out that we would switch to a digital world, those pieces, no one was manufacturing them anymore, and you couldn't get them. And most importantly, if you have one today, as of June, it will no longer work. You will not be able to use that TV and pick up reception. But with the digital television, you will be able to pick up the reads and you'll be able to do everything you did with your previous analog TV, but we think you'll be able to do it better.
Well, also, Evian is also offering a little more personalization, too, of these portable units. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we believe that once the performance of the piece becomes enhanced, the older analog pieces was basically viewed as a more of a male technophile item or as an emergency piece. So there was no fashion, there was no color added to the piece. But now, with the piece operating so well and performance being so enhanced, and most importantly, with the price point being pushed down into very affordable areas, that this is a piece that can be sold in a number of different venues and to a number of different constituents. The demographics on this, we think, can range from the old to the young, to the camper, to the somebody who sits and works in an office and wants to watch a ball game from their office in the evening. So we think we can add color, better aesthetics, and in fact, one of the big things we're offering, and I think you'll see it at some of our retail partners, is you'll see an array of colors, whereas emergency TVs previously were always basic black.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, tell us about the product itself. It comes in various sizes, the screen size, and is there a special kind of antenna they need to hook up to, or is that all in one?
It's all in one, the antenna. So this is a unit that basically, you know, you take it with you, you're ready to go because it has its own battery power. So you can plug it in and or use its battery. It has its own antenna on it, so it's all ready to go. As to sizes, we're really offering two sizes. We're concentrating our effort on a 4.3-inch piece and a 7-inch piece with a little different mentality between the two. The 7-inch piece, while being portable, is something that we think you might put in your office or take to a campsite, somewhere where it's going to be more stationary and you're going to be domiciled for a period of time. But a 4.3 is something that it's so handy and so convenient, and the profile so thin that it's something that can go into a purse, into a briefcase. And in fact, some of my sales staff, in between meetings, you're at lunch, you know, basically pop out the 4.3. They're in business watching a ball game.
Absolutely. Now, the target market for the products, I offer that personalization. We talked about the fact that you've given it some color, some style. Obviously, men aren't the only ones who are using these products now.
Absolutely. But I think one of the really neat things about the category and about the item in question is that I can nary think of any demographic that this doesn't fit. We foresee this item fitting into food and drug, where we have a largely female demographic. We foresee it going in into department stores where it's a giftable item. And in fact, you're going to see its first big splash in the marketplace come this Father's Day. You'll see quite a number of Father's Day ads.
Right.
But then you're also going to see back to school, because this is going to fit into a dormitory, into a student's life. And you'll see another big hit come in August, September for back to school. And then finally, you'll see it come in fourth quarter, where it's a great giftable item. So I think it fits a lot of different areas in people's lives, and thus a lot of different demographics. And, you know, at the risk of sounding too optimistic, I can't think of any demographic group that, one, doesn't understand TV, doesn't desire to have a portable TV in some part of their life. So, and now the price and the retail price points are such that most people should be able to afford it.
Now, we talk about affording it. What about subscription fees? And that confuses some people with the DTV conversion, where they think, well, am I suddenly now having to pay for the signal? Is there a subscription fee to be able to use this and get the signals with DTV?
Absolutely not. Any TV reception, any TV feeds that are available to you via your home TV that's not you know, cable or some paid for service is available to you. In fact, here in Los Angeles, which is a very dense television market, when we use Show the Item, we'll pick up to 80 different stations. So you'll have about 62 digital stations and about 19 analog stations. So depending on your market, you'll pick up a different number of stations. But anything that's available to the public is available on this television without subscription, without any payment, without any registration of for services whatsoever. So basically, buy the unit, take it home, you're in business.
Well, I understand, too, also the screen is not a 4:3 screen. You have the 16:9 widescreen feature built into this, the T7, which is the 7-inch portable.
Well, again, and most film is in 16:9 ratio,
yep.
And we think it's important to the viewers, you know, the enhancing the viewing experience, if you're going to watch a movie or whatever you watch on television, that it be as true to the real image as possible. So, yes, it is the 16:9, and we think that that's the only direction to go. And, in fact, in all sizes, all SKUs, that's where we'll be.
Awesome, and they actually really do look great sitting on a tabletop, or for somebody who's going to, like you said, a university, like the University of Arizona here in Tucson, where we go. I could certainly see this in some dorm rooms.
Well, we would prefer they be in UCLA dorm rooms and beating the Wildcats, but I don't mind if some Arizona Wildcats would buy it. That would be fine.
That'd be great. Now, has the product won some awards as we come out of the gate? You know, CES just recently, and I'm sure this is something that was definitely talked about then.
Actually, it did win an award or two at the CES, and what was really startling was the amount of press, unsolicited press, and amount of attention it got, because in consumer electronics, the concept of having digital portable TV is a brand new thing to the market, so it is really new. Two is to an industry that's not used to fashion, that has basically put out black and gray items for years and years, all of a sudden the splash of color and bringing in some of what the general merchandisers have done for years, I think has been a breath of fresh air to them. So I think, one, the technology's new. The color and fashion is new, but it's all on an item that is a proven item, an item that people use in their daily lives. So you're not really pioneering anything new in terms of what the technology is. It's television, but you are pioneering the fact that it's portable television, portable digital television, and it's colorful and it's fashionable and it's good looking.
And the product is actually called The Card. That's the product line, and you're calling that for its size?
Exactly. We call the 4.3 the card, and the other pieces, the larger we go, the sheet, just being trying to highlight the narrow, thin profile, that this is an extremely portable, convenient piece that does everything that you want a TV to do, but you can do it while carrying it in your purse or your wallet, even a shirt pocket on the 4.3.
Awesome. Now, if our listeners want to get more information about this and check that out, then go to the website. Give us the website address.
It's www.evyant.com. Dot com.
And there's going to be, like you said, a big push. We'll see this around Father's Day. Some of the retailers that have already signed on to say that they're going to be carrying it?
Yes, you'll see people like JCPenney, Belk, Bon-Ton. You'll see Kohl's come on board with in August for back to school. So, yeah, there's quite a number of large retailers that will already be on the piece. And, in fact, Best Buy already has it in a number of their hurricane stores, though the sales through has been very strong already. And so they hopefully will be expanding upon the number of stores that will be carrying it as well.
Ah, phenomenal. Well, we look forward to that. Can you give us a price point of what that's going to be running?
Well, basically, I think you'll see it at $129.99.
$129,
and
that's a great price.
With some special promotions now and then dipping below that. So anywhere from $129.99 to $149.99.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Andy, for coming on and talking to us about Evian. We look forward to seeing more of the products. We can't wait to get one to show on Tech Tuesday for KOLD-TV, and I think that'll be our viewers will really like this because it certainly gives them that, you know, that mobility, the ability to keep in touch with what's going on in KOLD.
We look forward to getting one to you, and we appreciate the opportunity.
Awesome. You have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you, Andy.